Saturday, September 30th. The president was in early this morning, spent some time before the SALT signing, and then again afterwards, going over a lot of miscellaneous political things. Wanted to be sure Ehrlichman gets out the fact that Cargill lost their ass on the grain deal immediately before the word gets out that they have the Nixon law firm. Wants to consider in the Midwest doing a little of West Virginia on the way in or out of Ohio. Wants to be sure that the Poles are invited to the vice president's Italian deal at Cobo Hall, and that Julie shouldn't have done three cities in New Mexico in one day. Wants nobody to go to the Washington Post dedication ceremony. Get word to everyone, including the cabinet. Thinks McGregor should have an enormous vote-getting effort in the South and the sure states to go for a national margin. Not going against Republicans, but against others on an overall basis where we're strong. Radio ads, for example, should be very heavy. He suggests a leaflet saying, save the B-1, save your job, vote for Nixon, to be used in B-1 plants and other similar defense plants. Wants a check on Judge Waddy, who ruled in favor of common cause. Wants me to give Mitchell the Rita Hauser New York Times report. Wants Goldwater to tie Weiss and Dellinger to McGovern. Says he can now make some phone calls to chairmen around the country, some Democrats for Nixon surrogates who have done a good job. The hardest working woman in the headquarters type things and that sort of thing. Wants the trade agreement question checked on her next poll. Wants to set a political leadership meeting for next Thursday night. Get out the fact that we paid for the whole Texas trip. Kissinger was in for a while regarding the Gromyko meeting and the planning for how to get the president together with Gromyko alone. We worked out an elaborate plan involving returning from Camp David Monday night after the dinner and then a separate meeting on Tuesday morning with just the president and Gromyko. Then after we got it all worked out, Henry called this evening to say that Gromyko would be crushed if he didn't spend the night overnight at Camp David, so we have to shift it back to that, which the president agreed to. President will meet with him privately before the dinner on Monday. He also wants to meet with Conley privately next week after the he tapes his TV show, and then again at the with the dinner group on Thursday. He suggested our phone polls concentrate now on California, Michigan, and New York, skipping Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Texas, and so on, where we are so solid we don't need to bother polling. End of September 30th.